drink it in, man.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Cornbread! Cornbread! Cornbread!
Drink it in, man.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, this goes out to my fantasy football fans out there. Now, you probably heard about Reality Sports Online, the most powerful fantasy sports platform where owners can build and manage their fantasy team like a real NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? I mean, we're talking free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie drafts, multi-team trades. You could put franchise tags on guys. It's as close as you're going to get to being an NFL GM. But do you think it sounds complicated? It's not. I'm here to tell you it's the best thing about Reality Sports Online is it's just more fun than your normal fantasy league, but it doesn't take barely any more time. After all this, are you still not sure? I mean, come on now. You can test your general manager skills by going over to Reality Sports Online, call it RSO. Please go check out realitysportsonline.com right now.
Here comes Buffalo. I don't think their pick is in. It's not going to be a wide receiver. Man, now Troy is tempting me because the two names that I really had above him were Braswell, and he's gone. Oof. What do we do? Let's get Buffalo pick here. Let's hear. Of course, it's a commercial break, so we got a quick minute to talk. Okri, right now the top default overall rankings: Troy Franklin, Ennis Rakeshaw, TJ Tampa, Sanders from Texas, Kingsley Samadobadobada from BYU, and then Roman Wilson are the consensus overall rankings. Right. I'm going to look at the boards here. If I'm looking at our big boards, Choppy's top is again, I'm going to take the corners out of there because I don't think we're going corner right now. Jonah Ellis, Adazi Isaac, and then Christian Haynes is my top, and your top, according to your big board, not including the corners, Jonah Ellis, Cooper Beebe, and then Kyrie. Whoops, that's and then Isaac as well from Penn State. Oof. Big decisions coming. Big decisions coming, Oak.
Yeah. What's funny is, you know, sometimes we have paralysis by analysis because, you know, I've thrown this out. We've talked about it. I feel pretty good of where I was at, but then you can pretty easily get talked into or start considering other people. I don't know if that's good or bad, because it is good to always be open-minded, but sometimes you have to just stand on your players and go with it. So I'm a little bit torn here, but I feel like
Jonah Ellis was your guy, right? Jonah Ellis was your guy.
He's in that mix, like you said, sort of being challenged by the value and the, you know, do the Lions view a weapon or do they want to put more stock in their O-line? That's kind of not only what I'm trying to figure out, but trying to decide for myself what's most important. So
All right, we'll wait till they get on the clock to actually make our selection.
I better queue up my...
And then, man, we'll, I'm starting to sweat, Oakley. Like, I'm getting nervous here. Like, maybe the Lions are already, thinking about trading back. You never know, man. Like, this is going to be fun. I wonder who's gonna come up and pop off the board to pair up with Terrion Arnold, who, by the way, slept in his Lions hat last night. He was so excited to go to bed a Lion, to wake up a Lion. And I just loved how he ripped the mic from the announcer last night and, like, just went, "What up, Doe? What's up, Detroit?" It was pretty sweet. So that guy's going to fit in right away. And this is big, man. This is big. Let's get Buffalo's pick here. And then we're going to have a few minutes here to you know, talk and justify and figure out what we're going to do. I'm actually kind of curious to see who's the top on their still available board here on the NFL Network. I haven't seen that yet. You don't think we double up on corner, do you?
I don't think so. They've really put a lot of resources. They keep trying to fix that position, but had they not brought in two corners, I could see it. But the fact that they already got a couple guys plus a drafted player, you can't really go all in again. You got to diversify your portfolio. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
You know, one of the higher-ranked guys right now, number two left on the board, Junior Colson. So... You know, I know that linebacker. You got Derek Barnes, you got Anzalone, you got Campbell. I guess, you know, they like those kind of dog mentality players too. So Peyton Wilson is also there from NC State. I know a lot of people loved on him. Cole Bishop. All right. Oakry, all the names we just listed are still on the board. They're still available. How do you want to do this, buddy? Do you want to tweet out your pick? You want to say yours? What do you want to do here? We should probably wait to make sure they don't trade it before we just start going bananas. But
all right, you got to go now because it's got to be in before. I said I was giving you the floor because I usually dive out there first and then you piggyback off me. But no, I'm just kidding. Just talk through your process and figure out who you're picking, and then I'll let you know what I'm doing.
All right. Man, I'm their pick is in, so they're going. All right, so I can't pass up on Troy Franklin. I think he's too talented. He's too highly ranked. He's a wide receiver. It's not necessarily a pick that we have to have, a player we have to have, but I am going to go against my traditional, you know, build from the trenches, and my pick on the clock is Troy Franklin.
Yeah.
I'm marking it down now.
Yeah, it's a good pick, man. Like, you know, I can't say I studied him a ton. He has had a lot of buzz, you know, kind of faded a bit. Good player. The GOAT's coming out. All right, I'm gonna put in my pick now on the old Twitter machine. Give me my boy. I'm sticking to my guns, my board. Jonah Ellis, edge player from Utah. I understand he's farther down the board than others, but he's hard worker, good lineage, a guy from Detroit, previously his dad, and just a nice fit for what we have and what we need.
All right, let's crank the audio up here so we can hear the mayor, Mike Duggan, pass it over to Barry to make this call.
I ever saw... And a special thank you to everybody here who came from across Michigan and across the United States to help Detroit set new attendance records for the NFL draft. It's a great time to be in Detroit. And with the 61st pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Ennis Rakestraw Jr., defensive back.
Oh, He did it. He did it. He doubled up on corner. Ennis Rakeshaw Jr., Missouri. We talked a lot about this kid. Wow, I did not see him doubling up on corner, but man, they really loved him, and they knew it was a position of need. What do you think, buddy? 5'11", 183, feisty, nasty, plays big.
I mean, you heard this was a favorite of theirs. He did not look pleased to be taken by them. You know, that's one of my pet peeves from previous years. I just gave my take, and I stand by it, that I feel like it's an over proliferation of assets to the position. There's some good wordage for you. I don't mind this player. I feel like we haven't been able to cover a coffee table, as I continue to say, because it's true. It is surprising, though, the Lions in matching hoodies, villain hoodies. I like the merch. I don't know that I love this pick. I mean, it's also one you can't argue because it's not like a rando name or whatever. It's a guy that we heard about that we considered. So I definitely don't hate on it, but I can't say I'm in love with it.
So I love this player. This was a guy that I have been touting for a while. You know, my Mizzou combo meal. You know, it's all about the Mizzou. He was there. I like this player a lot. We do seem to have a bit of a log jam at corner now. You know, this tells me that Mosley may not be quite as far along as they were hoping. Or they just love this kid so much that they couldn't pass up on it. So now the old choppy text is going bananas. Why are we picking two corners? Blah blah blah. Okay, yep, I get it, people.
Where I give Brad Holmes credit is he's obviously sticking to his rankings and his, wow, I didn't expect this guy to be here, so we're gonna take him anyway. I mean, that's respectful, to say the least, you know, to just stick to your guns in that way. But you know,
yeah. Nope, I agree. They got their board, right? And they don't care. Positions be damned. Baltimore on the clock at 61. And then here's, you know, this is Oakery. This is where we sit for a long time now, right? Like, we got a huge break. We might be done for the day. As it comes for our Lions, but we're going to stick with it. We're going to keep the recordings going. We are going to just keep covering here. Baltimore selects Roger Rosengarter from Washington, tackle. Let's see. That's...
I guess the one thing I want to make clear is, like, I'm never, like, opposed to a pick just because it's not who I would have taken. It's not about being right. It's just about, like, we're going off whatever info we have. You know, we don't know these guys, like, as intimately. So I'm not opposed to Rakeshaw by any means. I just sort of thought, even between your receiver pick, my edge pick, you could have taking that, and even corner, like when I was looking at it, like I didn't have it on my radar as a double dip, but I'm looking at it going, I mean, Tampa's there, Rakeshaw's there, Kyrie's there, Phillips is there, Brownlee's there, Ricard, it's like six other guys, so it seemed to even be a spot, even if you needed it, you know. Again, does Brad Holmes ever take into consideration that, hey, we can wait, you know, or does he just have his list of 30 guys and just takes them A to Z? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, whatever he's doing, it's worked in the past. So, and I agree with you, Oakley, even though we, you know, no one's going, you know, slamming their, you know, their blue Kool-Aid down and pouring it down the drain or something. Like, it's, you know, Brad Holmes has been unconventional in the past, you know, again, with the running back pick last year and a couple other moves that he's made. So to go corner is a bit unconventional. Not like they've done before. We actually have a trade here. San Francisco trades with Kansas City to move up one spot, and then they flipped picks later in the draft. I missed that, but okay. Why on earth would Kansas City trade assets to move up one spot? Okay, sorry, my rant is over now. No, but again, I think, you know, again, Brad Holmes knows his roster, right? So you're looking at Carlton Davis, Emmanuel Mosley, Kirby Joseph, or I'm sorry, Terrion Arnold, Amik Robertson, and now you're throwing in Rakestraw as well. You got Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, Ify Melifonwu in your safety spots. That's a lot of talent in a spot where they needed a lot of talent. So I don't hate it, man. I don't hate it because, again, like we talked about before, I believe Amik and Carlton Davis are both coming off of injuries last year. So, and then with the very next pick, we've got Kansas City taking Kingsley. How do you say it?
Kingsley Suamatitai.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. BYU.
I want to give Brad Holmes credit that I feel like one thing he does really well, at times it hasn't worked, and at times it's obviously helped a lot, is he's very, his word, strategic and practical about, like, looking at his team and going, okay, like, this year we couldn't get after the quarterbacks. So let's go add, you know, defenders on the D-line or blitzers. And then when they get that somewhat fixed, he goes, okay, like, how about we can't cover? So I'm going to put a lot of resources again into trying to fix that problem. So he continues to try to fix the problem of not being able to cover, and hopefully it works this time.
Well, you know, the other thing this tells me, Okri, if I'm being honest, this pick and both of these picks tell me that if Aaron Glenn can't cover next fall, he gone, because you got no excuses now. You cannot talk about how you don't have enough talent. You can't. There's no more excuses. All right. You got the Carlton. You got Terrion Arnold. You got Rakestraw. Now you got oh my gosh, Amik Robertson. So there's no excuses. I don't want to hear it. If your secondary is getting roasted, you are the problem. So, you know. You asked for weapons, we gave you weapons. They right. better produce.
Right. Yep, no, good. Obviously, a good take, and hold people accountable. I guess you got to do it. It's, you kind of can't hold these guys when they didn't have the talent. Now they're getting players, and you just want to see the coaches, which again, give our coaches a lot of credit. I feel like we have made players better. We've picked good players. We've coached them up. But there are areas of our team, whether it be coverage or certain things we do, where you'd like them to be a little bit not only better, but just kind of continue to progress. And that's up to Aaron Glenn and company to sort of make that happen. So I'm with you there. Hey, I wanted to – so we're ending round two here with the San Francisco flip their pick. So they're 232, the 64th pick overall. You know, the Lions are basically done. I know you're working the Google sheet. Can you make sure I'm writing them down here on a little dry erase that I have just for the time being? But can you work the live picks too, the DKC live? Make sure that you put in like Terrion Arnold for both of us, and then Jonah Ellis for me and Troy Franklin for you on that tab, just in case people aren't on the Twitter machine and check that out.
Okri, I'm all over it, buddy. Come on now. I even got it updated that we went from 29 to 24. I got your back, brother.
Okay. You know this. Thank you. I figured I knew it was in the bucket of ones you were kind of working, but like I said, I haven't. There's no reason for me to totally tap in on that and do all the things I've been doing here on this end, keeping my stuff up to date. But I still feel good, like I say, about. I hate that we have to wait 2+ rounds because there's just so many nice, helpful, good football players. But the other part, like I said, is you just have no place to put these guys. So even if you had two more picks in the next couple of rounds, you really don't have the ability to add those bodies to this team and make them, you know, legit contributors. So I guess it works out in that way. But, you know, it's going to be a long wait, and then it's just a matter of who's there. I mean, I guess the Lions have only addressed corner, so I know they don't worry about needs, which I think is still a lie, but, you know, edge, lineman, wide out, interior defender, miscellaneous linebacker, you know, whatever else you want to go to is still all out there for them. So there's that.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think looking at this, like, I know we say, like, well, they don't focus on need. I think this is another spot where actually, like, need worked out, because, you know, on our default overall rankings, Rakeshaw was number two behind Franklin. So corner was a need, and that was another guy that was an overall top available. So, you know, on defense at least. So, again, I think there's a little bit to be said about that. Now, again, if you – I'm not telling you that in, you know, the next round or the next round we pick, if the top guy is a corner, that they would take a third corner in a row. But I do seem to remember you having a mock had about four corners taken. So
yes, I believe it was two corners and a chess piece named Cooper DeJean. But why did I do that? Because coverage and being able to blanket receivers and not get roasted, toasted, and extra crispy for 200 to 300 yards when it matters most was important to me. And you laughed me out of the building and put up some Bula Bula poles or whatever else you did trying to shame me. But I guess the big thing too is that, you know, you cannot hate on this football team for addressing a spot like that, especially after the Cam Sutton debacle, and with guys that are no nonsense nasty football players at corner. These are guys that not only can cover and play, but they're physical and they're tough, and you don't find that in many corners, you know.
Pack the bag, start the plane. This game is over. It is over. What a comeback by the Lions!
Drink it in, man!